Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guest is Wan Mu Her. The Macomb resident is author of the book, I Will Shoot Them From My Loving Heart, memoir of a South Korean officer in the Korean War. You were a 17-year-old high school student in South Korea when North Korea invaded your country.
That's right. June 25, 1950. Yeah.
And how quickly were you drafted?
Well, I was at the time then 17, and then they drafted. It's a compulsory for every Korean young man above the 17 years of age to serve the army. Yeah.
So you quickly entered the army after the North invaded.
Not quickly, because I actually volunteered to serve the Indo Army for field artillery. So I applied for field artillery cannon school. And then, of course, if it didn't happen, of course, I didn't have to volunteer, but I wanted to participate in war and also serve the nation. But I wanted my choice. That means I don't like to serve as a private first class in the infantry.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have some control over what I would be doing. Then I thought maybe then become officer. In particular, I was interested in artillery because artillery was also involving some brain, more planning and so forth. So I thought that was probably what I wanted to do. So I volunteered it and I passed. They administered the exam, and then I was accepted, but not immediately enrolled to the officer candidate school. I was enrolled there January 1951. So what happened? To June 1950, 6 months later, then actually I was enrolled in an officer candidate school.
And how long did you serve?
Altogether?
Mm-hmm.
Altogether 7 years.
So you've served through the end of the war and then beyond that?
Beyond that, because while I was serving in the artillery school, and then they sent me to the United States to be trained twice, once in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, Fort Sill, and then the other one is then Fort Bliss, Texas, for anti-aircraft artillery. So they thought that they invested on me. They didn't let me out. So,
how did this experience change you?
Oh, I think I was getting more mature. The concept of death, killing, that was the first task that I was assigned to. Of course, I was learning to shoot, but then always I considered that this is not right. Killing anybody is not a good thing to do. Although enemy is different, but they are also your fellow human beings. And so I really learned a very, very existential lesson. That is the life and death problem I faced early.
Yeah, the news release for the book refers to the absurdity of war.
Yes.
Is that what you found most absurd about it?
Yes. I don't think there is any clean war. You know, of course, justifiable war, yeah, but or any good war, you know. I thought Tolstoy in his book, The War and Peace, here he described it very well. You know, war is hell. How would you like to justify it? You cannot escape from it. It's a killing institution. By killing, you will be rewarded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he was right. I didn't know that you are there to kill someone every day. Although they are the enemy, but they're human beings, particularly they're same Korean people.
So would you say that your feelings about war evolved during your service? They changed?
That's right, exactly. There then I learned that any life, human life, is very precious. So One good lesson then, respect the life, even the of the enemy, you know, whether real enemy or imagined enemy. There are a lot of imagined enemy these days, you know. For example, like last Iraqi war, you know, we invaded another sovereign country because we thought they are our enemy. So before they attack us, we will get them.
Do you believe other soldiers you served with came to feel the same way?
Yes, and then many people would like to justify war, particularly those who are in upper branch of service.
Those who aren't doing the actual killing,
generally they are not at the front. They are soldiers, they are. And they, of course, they experience that, but they are far from it. And then so they can make this glorifying war, justifying the law, the war, and so forth. That's, I thought earlier was very normal, but then I experienced at the front that this is not, we are not fighting for ideology or even particular, you know, abstract idea of nationalism. We are at the front to save our own life. So soldiers fight. Why do they fight? I discovered that they fight for each other, their comrade. So they're interdependent at the front. Of course, you have some in abstract democracy, fight against communism. Those are in abstract ideas, but at the front, every moment of every day, you are actually facing danger of death, you know.
So you're fighting for yourself fighting and your
for
fellow
yourself,
soldiers.
Or particularly fighting for your buddies. In my book, I said, how about other war and other people's view about the war? Generally, pretty much agree. Here's one camp of scholars saying that the soldiers fight for ideology, democracy, communism, or fatherland, and so forth. Yes, that's part of it. But in the real situation at the front, is then you would like to live. You would like to do not want to die. Save yourself, save your buddies, and then you would like to also save your family and so forth. So very, 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 very existential realization that war is not such a pretty something that you would like to always think justice. Father for fatherland, yes. Such abstraction disappears at the front, I mean, every day. Every day that you are there to save your neck, and also in order to save your neck, you would also would like to save your buddy's neck.
What about your buddies from the war? Have you kept in touch with some of those people?
Oh, yes. I have known a lot of people in the army, and then even though we were released from the army, we had contact, yes, we have still contact with them, each other.
Yeah. Listening to you speak and knowing that you've written this book, this is clearly something you will never forget. But the Korean War is often referred to as the Forgotten War. Why do you suppose it's the Forgotten War?
Well, there are circumstances, of course, changed since Korean War. We have another wars that we have gone through, Iraqi war, for example, and still that our soldiers, some of them are still in Afghanistan. And we talk about that all this kind of then the macro, the large picture of the society, nation, and then your position of your nation in the world. And so forth. So somehow that the immediacy of war, like a 9/11, it happened right. It's another kind of war. 9/11, then vividly remains there. Iraq, then your soldiers and your friends, all at the front. Iraq, whether we liked it or not, some of our soldiers and sent to then Iraq and Afghanistan. So. Then we are more actually involved in what's going on in Iraq and situation. Korean War has been, of course, once it's happened, but it's forgotten. How many of us we remember Pearl Harbor or how many of us remember the other wars that we had in the past. So the immediacy that we felt was then very recent one, George Bush idea of that then before we get us, we have to get them, all this type of then situation. I imagine that's why in all Korean wars happened once, who knows, you know, as if that all just disappeared. But for some, like me, I never will forget. And sometimes I'm thankful that I was in the war in such a situation. So I learned, really, I concluded in my book that the respect life, any life, you know, whether it's an enemy or your own friend.
Why did you choose the title, I Will Shoot Them From My Loving Heart?
I'm glad that you raised that question. I anticipated. When I submitted this to Mark McFarland, they immediately accepted it. Oh, this is good book. And said, okay. Then he said, they said that title of book, however, is very flat. The original title I suggested was that the Korean War and My Life. Exactly, that was what my book about the Korean War happened and how my life changed. Okay, that's what I wanted to write. So Korean War and My Life.
But they wanted something. They wanted to jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Huh?
So they said, no, this book wouldn't say it's well written, but you have to be exciting title. Well, what kind of exciting? Well, we suggested this one. I Will Shoot Them From My Loving Heart. Oh, you are quoting something else, because it was not their word either. This one was combat code, the code of combat that we had to recite every morning and every night at the officer camp school. Then what does it mean then? The combat code has many items there, but one of the items that we had recite as officer candidate Busan, Korea, was that while engaged in combat, I will advance according to the order received. And if I see my comrades or subordinates retreat without permission, I will shoot them from my loving heart of patriotism and friendship. This was item number 2 of combat code of Korean Army. And, of course, it's an English translation of my original combat. We had to recite that. Why this sort of contradictory, you know, idea here? Shooting someone is bad thing, but from loving heart? It's really paradoxical sentence, isn't it? By the way, this was repealed. I think 2 years later. It was repealed because of public outcry.
All right. Did you ever have to shoot someone from your loving heart?
Luckily, I didn't have to. You know, my soldiers were good. It was really fortunate.
Wan Moo Herr of Macomb is author of the book, I Will Shoot Them From My Loving Heart, Memoir of a South Korean Officer in the Korean War. He will sign copies of the book at New Copperfields Book Service on Macomb's Courthouse Square. That'll be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 3. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.